Poetry is an ancient art form, sometimes written and sometimes spoken. It has been transformed over the years by artists who create it and listeners who are influenced by it. Tish Jones' art focuses on the lyrical aspects of words composed to communicate both personal experiences and controversial issues.
My name is Tish Jones. I am a spoken word artist, educator, and organizer in the Twin Cities. I'm 24 years old right now. I have been performing spoken word poetry in the community since 14. I've been doing it as a professional artist and independent artist since 17. My strongest influence, period, would be hip-hop. Just listening to MCs, specifically MCs that tell good story, good lyricists. Also, I would say my grandparents, just having grandparents who are involved in the world and in the community on a social level, gave me access to a lot of different sources of information in the community and in my own history as just a Black American. What tends to happen a lot of times, when folks hear the word spoken word, they often think of slam poetry immediately. So what I can say about my style is that I'm not a slam poet. I'm a soft-spoken person in general, so my poetry has a more soft-spoken tone. It's very rhythmic. The majority of it is based off of real-life experiences. I think that when a poem is successful, there's a lot of musicality that can be embedded in the piece, and I think that's what poetry is about. You capture the sense of the time if you do it well.
Tish prefers to perform without accompaniment of any kind, letting the musicality and rhythms of the words create their own life.
When I'm consistently doing my thing, I don't have a band. I don't have, you know, a beatboxer that I regularly travel with unless it's a special occasion and we're setting something up. I do strictly spoken word, a focus on the lyrical content in the piece. The poem is called "There Was No Sun in the Room." I imagined her stretched out and weeping over her womb on a stretcher, shaking, scared, steadily whispering her wants to her wished as the ambulance whisked through the dark of morning. The sun had not come yet. When I arrived, my sister lay covered in blues, body bound to the hospital bed, belly big with life still living in a room relatively decorated and filled with relatives. Water just about to burst, she beckoned my hand. I stood beside a gripping moment, hard to grasp her, pushing while pulling. My nephew's heart beat like surround sound, bouncing through all the silence on our tongues. Somebody stood still like statues, hard to feel. Once his heart stopped, it was cold and lifeless. My nephew was born after dying in the maternity ward at St. John's Hospital. My mother tucked his itty-bitty brown body tightly into a purple blanket, placed him gently into my sister's arms, and I cried as if there was no sun in the room. I wrote that piece to honor my sister and to honor my nephew's passing. Just looking at my sister overcome that struggle, I felt like I really wanted to honor her. She really got through it. I'm just really proud of her, so I wrote that poem.
As a community leader and educator, Tish organizes events to invite and inspire others to express themselves through their writing and performing of spoken word.
Spoken word is something, it's something so old, you know? Is the spoken word. Spoken word is a newer term, but poetry has been around, and it's been around in the Twin Cities for a really, really long time. And there are, you know, a lot of people that you just kind of have to tip your hats off to. They kind of paved the way for me. I am the community engagement director for the St. Paul Almanac. We will be hosting a curated weekly open mic. There will be artists from all across the Twin Cities coming in as featured artists, and there'll be a workshop. And True Art Speaks is a community organization that uses the arts to inspire or create social change. That's the base of it. I've been the executive director of True Art Speaks since 2006, trying to get the wheels moving and really build a base of individuals that, one, believe in the power of art to educate, the power of art to heal, the power of art to empower, and the power of arts as a connective tool.
This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI. "10,000 Fresh Voices" on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.